roasted.
Got taxi. Macaroons.
Why?
99.
Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey, it's a Cliff and Kendall Christmas show.
Just put that box down over there.
Kendall, Austin. It's Christmas decorations
Christmas
this
decorations.
Week.
Sorry, Austin's bringing in some right now. Here they are.
Okay, all right, thank you, Austin. Will you take these plates away?
All right. Oh, sorry, I've been eating.
All right, it's okay. All right, thanks, Austin.
Bye. Sorry, Cliff. I wanted to get these decorations up here. So, like, whenever we have a down moment, we can decorate the studio. I'm so excited to have more and more Christmas decorations.
Well, you know,
they
most
keep coming in.
Our listeners think that most of our shows are complete down moments. They're like, oh, I got to turn this down for a moment. And, you know, but what they're turning down is, of course, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's what but an internet talk show. And it's also what but a filler program for radio station KBSH in Busheltown. It's Rye 99, Kendall, and it's Christmas here.
It's Christmas time in Busheltown.
There and everywhere.
And everywhere in the world.
Oh, Kendall is free scatting and and he's turning into a real live Satchmo, more of a Fatchmo. And it's just, it's Christmas time. Pretty baby.
Well, sorry, Cliff. I've been out there and I had a glass of Mrs. Potter Butter Churn's eggnog.
Oh my God, I had a taste is all I could stand, and I was immediately wasted.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
I think it has maybe kerosene.
Oh, I loved it, but it was a little strong.
It's heavy on the rye.
It's heavy on the rye, just like I like it.
But seasonal and appropriate, and who doesn't love a fun holiday nog? But it was really strong.
It was great. And I'm also a little nervous, because I don't know if you saw Dolores is out there talking to Miss Butter-Butter-Butter-Churn.
You know, I did
I'm
see
just terrified
her.
Whenever she's around. I feel like she's going to come up and punch me in the face.
Well, you know, it's weird, because we love her. I love her. She's an icon,
she
radio
She is an icon.
Star.
I love who she is.
She's,
she just wants to kill me.
Yeah, but so do many Peabody Award winners. But you know, she was pretty nice at Thanksgiving, but then she was really mean to you when you accidentally keyed her car that day.
But it was an accident.
Yeah. But so hopefully, I did see her out there. They were, I don't know, shaving more nutmeg into that nog or something. And it's
a little bit egg, a little bit nog. It's Christmas all around, Cliff. And speaking of Christmas, and the decorations we've been talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about where all this shit came from.
Where does it come from? You tell us. I'm going to go hang this wreath over here.
All right, well, Cliff, you know that Christmas evolved from a Roman tradition of Saturnalia.
Saturnalia.
Okay. And, you know, they gift giving comes from, you know, and during Saturnalia, children would often be given gifts of wax dolls.
How's this looking? Right over here.
It's a little to the left. Okay. Perfect. The dolls, they were used to represent human sacrifices, so it was a little bleak back then.
Oh, in the bleak midwinter, long ago. No, this is not a live Michael Bublé concert.
No.
This is Cliff
Nobody
and Kendall.
Thought that, Cliff.
Yes, they did! You know, somebody was tuning in 4 a.m. or 4:05 or whatever it is now. Whatever it is now. We're doing the show. We do not do the show live. We cannot be bothered to get up at 4 a.m. if it was an 8 a.m. time slot, maybe even a 6 a.m. time slot.
Not for what they're paying us.
You get paid for this.
Exactly nothing.
Somebody, anyway, the point is, some early morning Christmas listener probably thought, is this Bublé? Is this Groban? No, it's just me. Just Cliff. And tell me more.
Do you have some tradition you want to talk about there, Cliff?
I'm
some decoration?
I'm going to put tinsel around Mr. Snodbottom's window over here. I'm putting a little tinsel here.
Cliff, one of the things that I want to talk about is so many people.
I think he's having a bowel attack.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. He's turning up the fan. Uh-oh. Oh, Dolores.
Oh, she's pissed.
Look, happy about that. Oh, my God.
Trust me, I know that face. Cliff, you know, I've seen so many people get mad about Xmas. People saying Xmas.
Come on.
And I just wanted to set the story straight that Xmas has been used since the 16th century.
It has. You know, I was watching it on... Oh, I have a news bomb for the listeners and for you. I meant to tell you this earlier.
Dropping live bombs right here on the show.
I'm going to break in on you, whatever you're saying. Because frankly, this is more interesting. On YouTube, and you got to do this, so many things while I was putting up the tree, which is on YouTube, like... Search Christmas episode of whatever show. I watched Christmas Roseanne's.
What?
I watched Christmas Maud. I watched Christmas Hazel. I watched Christmas Lucy show. I watched Christmas Facts of Life. And more, listeners.
And more.
Call the next 15 minutes.
I really did. And really, they're on there. And you got to do it. And one
I
thing
can't wait.
And it's just a magical time to be alive. But Kendall, anyway. I was watching as I was putting some tinsel on the tree out in the lobby. I was fixing the rug the way it should be out there in front of the door. I was watching the Christmas from the Carol Burnett show. And Carol Burnett, she was Eunice.
Uh-huh.
And she had an apron on that said Merry Xmas.
Oh, that's how that we all got to this point.
Yeah, and it was so funny because right when the sketch starts, you know, she sings, "No whale, no whale, no whale, no whale," and it was just great, classic, and it said Xmas. So carry on.
Sounds like me singing Noel.
It did sound a little bit like you.
Well,
that's probably why I liked it. Tugged at heartstrings uh-huh. somewhere.
I was just gonna say that Xmas
yeah.
has been used in the 16th century, and it. Actually, it was an abbreviation for the word Christ way back in the 16th century. What do you have to say about decorations, Cliff?
Let me look. Sorry, I was going to put this angel on the tree out there, but I'll wait.
Well, I said we would decorate at our own leisure.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant...
all right now.
I was just hoping you would do most of the show, and I could do that. You know...
I need time to eat over here.
All right. Kendall, speaking of holly... The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown. Kendall, holly is an extremely hardy shrub, but it can be grown in all 50. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Even Hawaii. There's holly in Hawaii.
Holly shit.
The holly in Hawaii, when it is full grown, full grown. Speaking of ye old past, you know, Kendall, I was watching Rhoda the other day. And,
ye old past.
And you know how I was saying a few weeks ago how I was... I've lost words. I had too much of that eggnog out there. Then I did have a glass of St. Patrick's Day Sherry in here. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I think that they're good.
I forgot what you were talking about.
I haven't. I'm trying to get back to Jessica Fletcher and how I thought that she was a good role model. I don't know. That's not what I want to say, but that's kind of close. And I was watching Rhoda, and she was also being a good role model because, you know, how Jessica Fletcher, I was like, gosh, she has such, you know, high standards for herself that she sticks to. When people offer her drinks in the daytime, she's like, oh, no, thanks. It's a little early for me.
Yeah, we were talking about that, aren't we?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Okay.
But anyway. Rhoda, she was in the kitchen, Kendall. She had a big bowl, and she was making a salad to eat. And I thought, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
When is the last time I sat and, like, made a big bowl of lettuce, a salad to eat? And I couldn't even think. Hey, what is this? I'm trying to throw it to a segment. I don't know what it is.
Just quit quoting me, Cliff.
Don't quote me about this, Kendall. I'm glad you threw to the right one.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, my God, Kendall, you're knocking stuff over. I just hung that there. I just
I'm
hung
sorry.
That holly there.
It's right in my face. How am I supposed to talk and do the show?
Oh.
The two most joyous times of the year are Christmas morning and the end of blank.
And the Christmas morning and the end of school?
Yes.
Okay.
You spelled it.
I got it.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, like Alice that. Cooper. He was right. I think that was in that. Wasn't in that song, School's Out. For summer. Isn't that Alice Cooper's greatest hit?
You had a greatest hits of Alice Cooper, that would be on it.
Pretty sure. Alright, I'm having to familiarize myself over here with what Don't Quote Me is. It's a game show where we say quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing fill in the blanks.
With quotes.
Took me this long to realize he's not playing the game right. You're doing fill in the blanks. There shouldn't be blanks for don't quote
me. I saw the writers left blanks here, Claire.
We had too much nog.
We definitely had too much nog.
There shouldn't be a blank.
Should we just start again?
Let's just go on. I got it. I got that one right.
Okay.
I'll start playing right.
The right game. Don't quote me.
Don't quote me about this. That's why it felt wrong. We haven't been saying that. That's why.
Don't quote me.
My God, with the quoting of me. Stop it. Don't. All right, that feels better. Whew, man.
Back on track.
Is there kerosene in that? No. But I am sure that I have always thought of Christmas time when it has come round as a good time. I love this quote. And I hate to fuck it. A kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. The only time I know of in the long calendar of the year when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut up hearts freely. Who said it? Don't quote them about this, Kendall.
Was that Charles Dickens?
High five. Christmas high five. Another one for Christmas and next year. It was Charlie Dickens.
Old Charlie.
And if he wrote a book now, it would be called No Expectations.
That's our book.
No, our book would be
The Clement Kendall's
Tale of Two Titties. All right, Kendall, don't quote me about this.
All right, Cliff. Once again, we come to the holiday season, a deeply religious time that each of us observes in his own way by going to the mall of his choice. Who said it?
I would have also gotten mall, which is, I'm sure, where you had the blank.
Of course.
And it was said by Dave Barry.
Yeah.
Christmas high five. All right, another one that was too soft. There we go. All right, you don't like a soft high five. Dude, that's like a mush. We should do a bump.
I guess, strong high five.
I guess I really showed our age. We probably lost teen listeners. Fist bump. Christmas.
Boom.
You can't even hear that.
It blew up.
Why even bother doing it? You can't hear it. All right. That's why I wanted to do it. For the listeners. I want them to feel included. We could say, oh, I'm fist bumping, but we're not. We want to be honest.
We are real.
We are real. We're keeping... I'm real. What you get is what you see. Remember J-Lo? Would J-Lo have had the audacity to pose with her ass out like Kim Kardashian did? No, J-Lo had a little bit of class. Mm-hmm. Little bit.
And thank God the internet still worked.
Kendall, roses are reddish. Violets are bluish. If it weren't for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish. Who said it? Don't quote them about this.
Mel Brooks.
Oh, Kendall, another famous comedian. This one from across the pond. Benny Hill.
Oh, Benny Hill.
Did you watch the Benny Hill show when you were growing up?
I didn't.
I remember seeing it on PBS.
Oh, no, I never got a chance to watch that one.
All right.
Christmas isn't a season.
Oh, no.
It's a feeling.
Yes. That all?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I feel like a lot of people probably said that. It's a feeling, more than a feeling, was that Rachel on Glee.
No, it was Edna Ferber.
Oh, of course. The other Rachel on Glee.
Rachel of her time.
Yeah, the Rachel on Glee of her time. Kendall, the one thing women don't want to find in their stockings on Christmas morning is their husband.
Joan Rivers.
And I'll take with me a memory. It is so hard to say goodbye to Joan.
Was it Joan Rivers?
Yes.
Fist bump.
I miss her. We love.
All right, I got one more for you,
Kev. All right.
There's no way you won't get this one.
All right.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store.
Oh.
Maybe Christmas means a little bit more.
Maybe it means a little bit more. And that was Dr. Seuss.
That's one of my favorites.
Who's fist bump? Seuss. Christmas boom. Fist bump. All right. Oh, my God. Kendall, did you hear that?
Oh, earthquake clip. Earthquake, get under the table.
Kendall, this is bushel down. This is not earthquake weather. Oh, my God.
Weather.
We gotta find out what that is.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
My sister's running around saying, what am I going to get my boyfriend for Christmas? What am I going to get my boyfriend for Christmas? She always says it twice. I don't know what the problem is. Everybody knows. Boys love frogs.
At Christmas, it's important to separate the men from the boys. And boy, men love Old Spice, Night Spice, Pierre Cardin sets, or individual fragrances, and new Santa Fe. You get it all at Thrifty.
Boys also like spiders, but they don't rap well.
It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
And Merry Christmas season to you all through the year. We've waited through spring and fall to hear winter time bringing Christmas time bringing the happiest season of all. No, Andy Williams has not come back from the dead.
No, this is
Cliff and Kendall. Coast to coast, and you've just tuned into Perfect Pitch, or you're still listening to Perfect Pitch.
Perfect Pitch time.
It's time for Perfect Pitch. It's also your magic time, as listeners have been calling it for years. Kendall, that big boom, that sonic boom that happened where Kendall had us all ducking and covering.
I thought it was an earthquake.
Thought it was
when you're used to earthquakes.
It was actually, we have this big, is it a squirrel, is it a chipmunk? You can't really tell. It's about 8 feet tall. It's an animatronic Christmas thing with a giant beer in its hand that Charles the Contractor put up several weeks ago, and it fell on top of this big pile of rotting jack-o'-lanterns that Austin
carved. This is like the third time it's fallen over.
People keep pushing it over. I think it's teens. I think it's rowdy teens in town.
Sexting each other.
When they can't get any sexting, they don't get any service on their phone, I guess. They knock over people's Christmas decorations. I don't know. I wish they'd just get off our lawn.
Get happy. Come on, get happy. Yeah.
Oh, Kendall, come on.
Get happy.
We're going to talk about how to get happy.
Hey,
here at Christmas time.
At Christmas time, you know, some people, not us, other people, have those Christmas time blues.
Well, we've had some Christmas time blues before.
I got the blues so bad.
I got the fat blues.
Oh, God damn it. I'm so glad you brought that up. I just want to shout out to a couple things here for a moment as we begin Get Happy. This Christmas marks 7 years of Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. Mm-hmm. From coast to coast to Busheltown.
Oh my God.
I just have to say that. I have to mention, have to throw it out there that as long as we've been saying how fat we are, this is the fattest we've ever been.
It's really happened.
Lena Dunham, she said, you know, she is fat in New York, but she's like normal in other places. When we were in LA, we were fat for LA.
Yeah.
And when we moved to Busheltown, we upgraded and got fat for Busheltown.
Mm-hmm.
And
now we're
Busheltown. Oh, God. But I just thought that.
It's reached new lows. I can't even go on about it because I need to get happy.
No, get happy.
Let's talk about getting real sad during the happy segment.
I wanted to bring us down so that the happiness would feel sweeter.
All right, let's bring it up.
Oprah technique.
Get happy.
First of all, Cliff, my first little suggestion for you.
How to get happy.
It's
come on.
Fucking decorate.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you decorate for Christmas, I don't care how sad you are.
Mm-hmm.
It always helps me.
Get happy.
It gets me into the Christmas spirit.
It is. I feel in the Christmas spirit. You know,
I feel like I want to dance around when I'm putting garland up.
I was dancing around a little bit out in the lobby there, and I was hanging some mistletoe, and Dolores, she came over, she just gave me a little peck on the cheek.
Dolores.
Kendall, how about this? You know, the advantages of Christmas shopping, you just have to look for coupons. You gotta look for those coupons, and they're just, consider them little pieces of paper that are tickets to happiness, because they're gonna save you the dollars. Everybody.
Tickets to happiness, saving 50 cents at a time.
Yeah, though that's definitely an e-ticket.
For anybody that's too young to know that reference.
E-ticket. Ooh.
But don't spend time worrying about what somebody's going to get you or what you're going to get them.
Just don't do it. Get happy.
Just give things that are special to you and that person that you're giving it to. And it's the thought that always counts and shouldn't be something stressful. To take that stress out of your life for Christmas.
I agree.
It'll make you happy.
I agree. To everything you just said, Kendall, I sign off and agree to it.
This is Cliff and I approve this message.
I approve that get happy tip. And finally, our last Christmas get happy tip. If you can't afford to keep up with the normal state of gift giving, just don't be afraid to confess your poverty to your friends and family. You know, maybe they'll give you money.
Is this your public confession, Cliff?
Which brings me to another point.
Oh, my gallbladder's killing me.
Our gallbladders are
the size of basketballs.
If you just never hear another episode, someday we're frustrated 1 week and then just never back. Know that that's not how we intended to go, but know that when you die and you go to heaven, you can catch up on Cliff and Kendall
cloud to cloud
episodes. We're going to continue the show long after death, everybody.
Joan Rivers is the host right now.
Joan, are we done? Are we out of get happy?
We're through getting happy.
We're through.
Time to get stupid.
We're happy. We are happy. All right. Yeah, let's get stupid. Let's do some stupid questions.
It's time for Kendall's stupid questions.
Kendall, these questions and you are so stupid.
Oh, well, the questions are stupid. I wouldn't call myself stupid. Dolores is shaking her head. Yes, she would call me stupid out there.
Oh, Dolores is out there. Oh my God, do you think she would come in and do these stupid questions with us?
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. Maybe she's got like a...
maybe she feels the Christmas in the air.
Dolores, would you mind? Would you come on in? Would you mind coming in and doing these stupid
Merry
questions?
Merry Christmas!
Oh my God. Merry Christmas. Oh, and she has cookies. She has cookies.
Are these the cookies for us? And the eggnog is gross.
Oh, Dolores has been drinking some eggnog.
She drank that eggnog that Mrs. Potter Butter Churn
made. Oh my God, I love her. It's so good.
I do love Mrs. Potter Butter Churn.
How are you doing, Kendall?
She is wonderful. I'm good, Dolores.
Oh, it's so good to see. You look so good, Kendall.
Dolores, I'm going to get you a big bottle of eggnog.
Oh, please.
Welcome, Dolores. Are you having a great Christmas season?
I am having a wonderful Christmas.
It hardly even feels like Christmas, doesn't it?
Oh, God, I love eggnog. It's so good. My kids are just, all 12 of them are just...
Now, has the adoption gone through on the 13th?
Thank you for mentioning that, Cliff. Now I am the proud parent of 13 beautiful children.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And I am so blessed. I'm so happy.
It's so beautiful. You know, they're ADHD. It does not slow them down. Yes. They are empowered by it.
And I have a number one radio show in Oregon. Life is good and the eggnog is even better
and yes.
I would love to know what it's like to have a number one radio show.
We have a radio show.
But nobody knows about it.
She's speaking the truth.
I was talking to my kids the other day and they were like, I don't know who the heck they are. I don't know.
We're too old for
I don't nobody about knows. You keep pulling me in, but you know what? It's Christmas.
We're online. They can read us, get us online.
And the living is good and the eggnog is
It's
what can I do? What do you want to know? What can I do?
I have some stupid questions to ask
top
you, Dolores.
Top me off first. Pull
oh, here you right, go.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. Okay, so first stupid question, Dolores. Which of the following, if it were completely removed from the holiday season, would be the most difficult for you to get along without? Christmas
eggnog.
Lights?
Oh. Eggnog.
Well, that wasn't part of the question, but sure, I'll accept that.
All right.
Eggnog.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I could not live without eggnog.
It doesn't affect me at all. My personality, I'm still the same.
I love it.
Nobody even knows.
You're the same nice Dolores.
I'm the same Dolores. I'm great. I'm wonderful. And my show is number one.
All right, Dolores. If snow could fall in any flavor, what flavor would you choose?
Vanilla.
I thought you were going to say eggnog.
No. vanilla.
Vanilla would be wonderful.
Wouldn't it? And it looks vanilla, right?
It looks vanilla.
If it was just vanilla ice cream.
Every year I go out hoping that it tastes like
vanilla. Hey, why don't y'all come over and have Christmas dinner with me?
Can we do that, yes. Kendall?
I'm pretty sure we can work that out. We'll talk to Mr. Snodbottom. We'd love to do that.
Mr. Snodbottom, put that on our calendar. Put it down.
And I'm doing the cooking. I do all the cooking.
Well, I'm very excited about that.
I am looking forward to it.
We always do all the eating, so we will fall right in.
Oh,
Cliff,
yes.
Can you bring a green bean casserole?
Absolutely.
Or?
I've got the French's onion rings.
And Kendall, can you bring some of that Busheltown? I don't know. Whatever y'all do in Busheltown, whatever you bring, just bring it.
He's going to bring a rye souffle.
Yeah, well, I'll bring the rye souffle.
It's his specialty.
It's a really good recipe. It's from my Creole grandmother.
He got it from his Creole
grandmother. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
And so I have one final question for you, Dolores. Oh, she's asleep.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I have one final question for you. What would be the ideal way for you to spend Christmas Eve?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, that's
my 13
good.
Children in their matching sweaters that I knitted for all of them, and just eggnog and the people I love being around me. I just that's it.
Kendall, what's your ideal way?
And my husband, I just want him to love me.
He will.
Well, Dolores, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Give us a hug.
Christmas.
Have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Talk about your heart.
And we
desire.
Hope to come over and have Christmas dinner with you.
Christmas Eve when you... Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye
Merry
Dolores.
Christmas
Bye.
To all, Dolores.
And to all a good night.
Merry... Oh, what a wonderful Christmas memory.
It is a wonderful Christmas. In the future, when I say think of a Christmas memory, that will be it.
That's it.
Oh, Dolores, that was such a wonderful visit.
It was Christmas spirit flowing through the studio today.
She's
probably been decorating. She's been having a little bit of the nog that we've been having. We're doing a little bit better, though.
It's wearing off.
It's wearing off, which we're going to have to go prop up that damn chipmunk, so.
get a big stick out, Cliff.
It's a good thing, but is there anything else we need to say before we shut this baby down?
Just Merry Christmas to all of us tonight. Cliff, it makes me sad.
It's so sad when you just you're like, I don't know where we are. Let's end this.
If our listeners
love
all the talk we've done today
about past
traditions with decorations.
Oh, yeah.
Which we barely even touched on. I sense a sequel coming.
No.
You listeners, I said to confess your poorness. I'm going to confess something else. Kendall's for the last few minutes has been like, oh, they're decorating. She's been decorating. Or before Dolores came in anyway. And I was like, why does he keep talking about decorating? Got it. This is a show about decorations. I don't know that we mentioned it.
Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line, 818-308-4-FAT.
Come on and do it. Kendall, at its best, Christmas is a mirror in which we see reflected the very best life can be, where we see ourselves moved by generosity, inspired by hope, and uplifted by love, not only for ourselves, but for the whole evolving universe. And that was said when, I don't know, but it was said by Bruce Sanguin.
Oh, Sanguin. When did he say it? Who knows? If you know, Google us. Email us.
Google us. Just Google us and we'll get it. We'll get it somehow.
They air. Who thinks Santa Claus comes down the chimney? He really enters through the heart.
Oh. Kendall.
And I'll tell you who said that in one moment. Mrs. Paul M. L.
I was waiting for a blank in there. Kendall, Christmas is most truly Christmas when we celebrate it by giving the light of love to those who need it most. And that was said by, the one, Ruth Carter Stapleton.
Stapleton. All right, I got one more for you,
Cliff. Okay, sorry. I was about to start singing. I was warming up.
Don't start singing. At Christmas, all roads lead home. And that was Marjorie Holmes.
Ooh, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Merry Christmas! And so I'm offering this simple phrase
to kids from
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.